Happy Sabbath, friends.
Happy
Sabbath. It's nice to be back here. I missed a couple weeks of church. The flu going around is not fun. It tends to hang on. But it's really good to be back and be with family. We are here today, brethren, because we have a certain understanding of God's laws. We're here observing his Sabbath, which he gave to us as a day of rest from the very beginning of time, and something that will be observed forever. God has given us a gift of understanding of his word, something that is special and unique that not everybody gets. We attend services once a week, and we study our Bibles, and we learn, and we examine the scriptures, and we learn prophecy, and learn how to watch for God's kingdom that is coming. But is that enough? Is it enough to know about God and his plan? I'd like to use the analogy of a college student. Graduates high school, goes to college, earns their degree. And then what? That student has three possible options. They can go out, get a career in their field or another field, and they can bear fruits. They can become what's known as a career college student, who just continues going to college and getting degrees and never really gets a job and starts out on an actual career path. Or they can do nothing. So is it enough just to know God's truth? Christ gives us the answer to that question in Matthew. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 18 and verse 3. I'm going to read this out of the New King James Version. So Matthew 18 and verse 3. It says, "Assuredly, I say to you, unless you are converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter into the kingdom of heaven." So he tells us right there, salvation is not about what you know, but what you become, like little children. Childlike character is a requirement for entering into God's kingdom. Today, I'd like to visit three aspects of godly character that I feel are most important for us as Christians. The first one is honesty. God does not lie. God is truth. This is the basis of our faith in God, because we see him and we believe in him. God's honesty is illustrated in the consistency of the scriptures and the provability of the entire Bible. The Bible was written over the course of hundreds of years by many, many different people, and yet it's completely consistent. And that's how we know that it was written by God, and that's how we know that we can trust God. Secondly, we must be honest with ourselves, because we have to overcome sin. And if you are to overcome sin, you have to be able to search yourself wholeheartedly and find that sin in you and remove it, as we do during the days of unleavened bread and the Passover, and hopefully as we're doing every day in our lives. Thirdly, if we are not honest to others, how can we serve God? Because we are to be witnesses to the world. And are you going to believe somebody who's not trustworthy and honest? I don't think you're going to. But we need followers, and we need followers because those followers are followers of God. And in order to do that, they must trust us. So we have to have honesty. I'm going to reference Matthew 5, verse 14 through 16. You all know this one well. I'm just going to read it here from the New King James Version. It says, "You are a light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see good works and glorify your Father in heaven. In order to be lights, we must be honest and truthful. The second aspect of godly character that I'd like to mention is humility. There are at least 72 verses in the Bible pertaining to the importance of remaining humble. Three that stand out to me that I'll be mentioning here. The first one is Romans 12, verse 16. I'm going to go ahead and turn there. Romans 12, verse 16 says, "Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited." This is important because we can't just associate with one another and people that we feel are good people, but we have to be lights to everybody, and we have to be able to associate with all people of the world. Second scripture under humility is 1 Peter 3, verse 3 through 4. And I'll just go ahead and read this to you. I'm going to read the scripture out of the Amplified Bible. I like this version. It says, Your adornment must not be merely external, with interwaving and elaborate nodding of hair and wearing gold jewelry, or being superficially preoccupied with dressing in inexpensive clothes, but let it be the inner beauty of the hidden person of the heart, with the imperishable quality of unfading charm of a gentle and peaceful spirit, one that is calm and self-controlled, not over-anxious, but serene and spiritually mature, which is very precious in the sight of God. It's important to remain humble because humility is of great worth in God's eyes, and anything that is valuable to God should be valuable to us. And thirdly, humbling ourselves before God is the only way that we can receive forgiveness for our sins. 2 Chronicles 7, verse 14 says, "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and I will heal their land." So God needs us to be humble. He needs us to go before him humbly, because we're here because we want to serve God, but ultimately we want to be in God's kingdom. We want to earn that salvation, and we can't do that if we don't humble ourselves before him and before the world. I'd like to turn now to Ephesians. And we're going to look at Ephesians 4, verse 2. It simply states, "Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love." This scripture brings my second point to the third point, which is love, or as I call it, outgoing loving kindness and concern. Because love isn't just an emotion, is it? Love is also a verb. It's something that it's an outgoing behavior that we pour out to people around us. Love is the third piece of the puzzle after honesty and humility. How could one show love to somebody and be dishonest with them at the same time? You can't. Those two things have to go together. And how can one person be prideful and show love to one another? It's just not possible. I mean, if you know a way, without honesty and humility, you can't show outgoing love to your brothers and sisters. Love is meek. As the scripture said, be humble and gentle, be patient, bearing with one another in love. You can't love somebody and hold a grudge against them or dislike them because of their race or their culture or their upbringing or even their political persuasion. Love surpasses all of these things. Christ didn't know us when he died for our sins. He didn't have to. He loved all of us anyway. And that's the only reason that we have a single shot to eternal life, is that God died for us and everybody else. Christ died for us. How can we answer our calling to serve God, one another, and the world if we don't have outgoing loving kindness for all people? Where would we go? Where would you go for advice or support? Let's say you needed help with something. Who are you going to go to? Are you going to go to somebody who is prideful, only thinks of themselves? Are you going to go to somebody who is dishonest, who you can't trust? Somebody who's scheming all the time, coming up with ways to get away with things? Or would you want to go to somebody who you truly believe cares about you? Somebody who's humble and trustworthy? God is love, as we know from 1 John 4, verse 8. This is how we are to become like God. Let's remember again Matthew 18, verse 3, that says, "Assuredly I say to you, unless you are converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven." If you want to be there in God's kingdom, you must learn to be humble, honest, and loving. It's the only way that we'll make it. Of course, knowledge and understanding of the Scripture is critical. And I don't discount scriptural understanding and prophecy. It just doesn't stop there. Studying the Scripture is how we learn to apply these principles to our lives in order to achieve honesty, humility, and love. And those things are an achievement for human beings. Not only that, but developing that character is the only thing that can make a person feel truly free and happy and fulfilled in this life. So let's remember, brethren, knowledge is good, but only if it leads to character, because only character will get us where we want to be. Let's practice every day, in every situation, in every setting, honesty, humility, and loving kindness and concern. And surely we will all enter into the kingdom of God.